Do you suffer from allergies every season as we come into spring, or maybe fall allergies? Well, this segment, we're going to talk about supplements that can help build your immune system and how asthma can affect you with allergies, whether it's cedar fever here in the South or oak in any other part of the country. We look forward to sharing details on how you can conquer and overcome your allergy season. Have a super blessed day. Stay tuned and subscribe.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with Dr. Lisa Liao, who's Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas.
It's a lot there. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. All right, we're going to talk this morning about asthma and vitamin D. I grew up with asthma, so I know all about that. Thank you. Vitamin D, I like it.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
What's interesting is that, there are studies that show that vitamin D, not only can help you feel better from a melancholy perspective, I always share with everybody, let's check your vitamin D. And, sometimes insurance is going to cover it, sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. You can always go to any lab test now and get it for like $29, $49.
Oh, yeah, those are
whatever great. That is. It's a great place when you want to find out information. And in doing that, vitamin D is a wonderful perspective that, I take 5,000 units a day. Many of my patients, I'll share, it's a rainy day, snowy day.
Can you take too much?
You can take too much vitamin D, so you do have to be cautious. I just recently had a patient that, on a score, we're looking for between a 0 and 100. Mm-hmm. We're looking for 50 to 70 because that's an optimal range. 70 is where I prefer. But she was 124. So I'm like, you need to back off because there was other supplements that she was taking with the vitamin D, and those supplements had vitamin D. So she was getting an extra dose.
Does that hurt you?
It can. So
really?
Fat-soluble vitamins, which is A, D, E, and K,
okay,
can be harmful if you overtake them. So those are...
Let me write that down.
So A, D, E, or K. So Attic. Alpha, Delta, Echo.
Addict.
No, we're not an addict. And K.
Addict.
Yeah, Kappa. Kite, Kappa. So in looking at vitamin D, there was a study that showed that for those that were asthmatic, if they took vitamin D, they were actually needing the rescue inhaler less. Mm. So that was very interesting because as a physician, we're actually trying to work on not having you use your rescue inhaler because it's considered a rescue inhaler. And if we have an asthmatic balanced, they're taking usually a baseline medication, and I like supplements for all my patients, and we give you a list. We have that list on our Linktree,
okay,
and also other on everydayhealthhacker.com. We have also several vitamins and minerals that we encourage people to take, but we want to help patients to not have that chronic cough. And I know sometimes, being in the radio industry, you're talking, you're on radio, here you are nationally recorded, and thank you for coming to our podcast. We so appreciate it. And then you have this chronic cough that we're trying to decrease. So it's like, Mike.
It makes me want to cough. Stop it.
Mike, take your vitamin D so it'll stop it.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
That's really cool. I mean, there are so many things that people find, boysenberry for this and
elderberry,
but elderberry and all these things. I was like, this is so cool. I mean, these people are so amazing. They just find answers to all these things and they share them now.
Yes. And they share it. That's a beautiful part about social media is that we find things. And
that's the only beautiful part about it, really.
You can always find a study that's going to counteract the other study. So that's when I go to what I call clinical experience. And I only have 30 years of clinical experience.
That's it?
So just a little bit. Thank you. And this is what I find out is that, yes, this has worked for my patients. So that's why I say, yes, that's something that I think that you should do. And you can measure your vitamin D. And I always recommend there's different types of vitamin D. So I want you to take vitamin D3 is what I recommend. It's actually absorbed better. You can overtake it. So somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 units is really great. And then the other part is that if the doctor is taking your blood examples in order to check your vitamin D levels, there's different types of vitamin Ds that they can check. So, one is called SpectraCell. And SpectraCell, it looks at what your what your body's actually absorbing. So it's very specific and sensitive. And then there's the other, which is, you know, your Quest, your LabCorp, your what I'd call your everyday type of laboratories. And that's going to tell us what your serum levels are. And what your serum levels are different compared to what you are absorbing. However, both of them give us doctors an opportunity to take a look and see what we can recommend for you.
Well, there you go. That actually makes a difference. I mean, they're all, both of them are actually helpful, right?
They're helpful. Relative. A SpectraCell, which is more specific and sensitive, is really going to tell me exactly what your cell is going to absorb, mm-hmm. as opposed to what's floating in the pond.
Is that going to cost a lot more?
So, you know, it's interesting because when SpectraCell, interestingly enough, SpectraCell started here in Houston, Texas, and mm-hmm. they're just off the beltway. They're not far. And we've used their products quite a bit in the past and currently. And what I like is that I can look at every nutritional mineral trace element, and I can look and see what's being absorbed in the body. And then we can optimize it for that individual. So I like doing that. And I think it's very affordable. It depends on what's considered affordable, where you are in your economy. So it may be for some and some it may not. And I always encourage that, you know, if your insurance can cover it, great. You'll just need an ICD-10 diagnosis code in order for them to do it. And there are some insurances that are not going to cover it whatsoever, but there is a cash price. And like I always say with cash prices, you can always ask them if there can be a payment plan. Your FSA can go towards it, which is also a great benefit if you have an FSA. So it's always important to, you know, you don't know unless you ask.
Or you can also negotiate a little bit.
You can always do that.
Cash is usually negotiable.
Absolutely.
That's the best part about those kind of things. So when you go to these places, what's your cash price?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's funny that you can't do that at grocery stores, but you can do it at these places like this. And,
absolutely.
And it works really well. I mean, there's an MRA place over here off Gessner that you can do that, and
absolutely.
And it's very inexpensive, and I've done that for years.
That's right.
That works great. Any other things about these kind of things? There's so many. It's funny. We used to call them, you know, your grandmother would say, oh, this is a home remedy, but they're really not.
They're not really great home remedies. And, you know, asthma care has really come a long way from injectables to powders that you can take. You know, the most common one is Advair. There's many mm-hmm. that are out there. And one of the things that I always encourage everybody just as a pearl today is that after you take your inhaler or your Advair or your powder, whatever you're taking for your asthma as a medication, be sure to rinse your mouth, because having a lot of steroid in your mouth can create a candida infection, which is an overgrowth of yeast. And if you're eating a lot of cheese and you're having a lot of dairy, that can also increase that as well. So you've got to balance, and that's one of the reasons why I believe oral care is really truly a window into your health. So that's why, you know, here at Meridian Medical Dental, we look at the whole body from head to toe.
Great idea.
Yes.
I always say your mouth is one of the nastiest places on
it
your
is.
Body.
It is.
Yes.
So that's what we
the
say.
The nastiest
today.
Place on your body. All right, folks. If you have any questions, be sure to send emails to info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
Yes. And you can also reach us at info@meridianmd-dds.com.
I was going to say that one, but you knew that.
Yes.
But I just said this one was easier. So
yes, it
we'll
is.
Do that one. As always, have a great week, folks. And thanks for joining us. And be sure to subscribe.
And if you have more questions on any supplements that you might be taking or are interested in taking, please leave that in the comments below, and we hope that you will subscribe.